Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
I have a charge on my credit card for Tri-Easy Living Lifestyle for $6.70. Can you tell me what that was for?
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code and your first and last name?
70816, and it's Carol Hall.
And your mailing address?
I'm in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yes, I mean, you'd have to verify your mailing address.
2840 Cavalier Drive.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So it looks like there was an order that was placed for the post oximeter, but there also looks like there was a dispute that was filed on that charge, and it put the account into a chargeback.
It was a purchase of what?
There was an order that was placed for a post oximeter.
Oh, okay.
However, it looks like there was a dispute that was filed, and because of that dispute, it put the account into a chargeback.
Let me ask you how this works. I paid a few bucks to get a meter. I got one, but it didn't work. And then all of these charges began appearing on my credit card. How does that work?
Yes, so when you place the order for the post oximeter, that's an entry gift into our monthly subscription where you get a $125 gift card for the $49.97. That gift card would have been emailed to Carol, C as in Cat, S as in Sam, H as in Harry, @cox.net. However, it looks like this account was canceled on the 20th of December. That cancellation would have stopped any future billings. However, because of the dispute that was filed, it put your account into a chargeback because your bank verified that an order was placed.
I have worked with my bank on this, and they have refunded some of your charges. I thought that it would be canceled.
Yes, so it was canceled. The cancellation stopped any future billings. It was canceled on the 20th of December, and the last charge was on the 12th of December. You were offered a 50% refund, but you stated that you disputed the charge. You were informed on the 20th that if you were to call back with your bank, we could have issued a full refund on those charges. However, there was never a call that was made back with your bank, and there was never a bank representative that called us directly. So because the dispute wasn't dropped, the dispute was continued, and they issued a chargeback once they verified that you did place the order. So you would have had to call back with your bank before they initiate or before they issued that chargeback on the account.
Well, my bank is telling me that it was all cleared up, and I see where they have refunded $49.97. They refunded that about three times. So is it still going on? Is this account still active with you?
No, this account was canceled. It's just it's not a chargeback, which basically means that your bank verified that an order was placed, and they refunded the money back to us.
Refunded money back to you?
Yes, ma'am. So when you do a dispute with your bank, they do a temporary refund during the dispute process. However, if they verify that an order was placed they take that that temporary refund away, which means that they put it into a chargeback and return the money back to the merchant, which would have been us. However, on the 20th of December, when you called in to cancel, you were informed that if you were to call back, we could have refunded those charges. Since, like I said, there wasn't a charge or call that was made back, the dispute was continued, which is why your bank put it into a chargeback. So you would have had to call back before the chargeback happened, before we could have issued any kind of refund.
So my bank gave you money instead of you refunding me money. Is that right?
That's correct. They issued a temporary refund during the dispute process, but once they verified the order was placed, they verified the email address, the phone number, the mailing address, as well as the tracking number for the post office.
But the order that I placed was for the little gizmo. It wasn't for a subscription to something. There was nothing said about a subscription monthly.
Yes, and that's stated in the terms and conditions whenever you place the order. It states that it's an entry gift into our monthly subscription. Whenever you file a dispute with your bank, they do a temporary refund. During the investigation, they'll call. They'll verify the mailing address.
I want to know where that was printed, that I could have read it, that it was a subscription.
It would have been on the website whenever you placed the order. Your bank also does what's called a mock sign-up. They'll basically go through the exact same process that you went through. They'll go through the survey. They'll go through placing the order, and they'll have to agree to the terms and conditions. When your bank verifies that the terms and conditions are on the website, they'll issue the chargeback on the account because they verify that you did have to place the order and agree to the terms and conditions.
But the order was not for that. It was for the oximeter. It wasn't for a subscription to something.
Whenever you place the order for the post oximeter, you have to agree to the terms and conditions, which states that it's a monthly subscription.
Yeah. You people are really low life. You know that, don't you?
I'm sorry you feel that way, but your bank verified the terms and conditions, so your account's in a chargeback now. You would have had to call in, as stated on the 20th, to call back with your bank. We could have refunded those charges, but because there was no callback made, it was charged back into your account, so there's nothing else we can do now.
Well, we'll see about that.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks
for
calling customer
support. We'll see about what else might be done.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for calling customer support.
That's what people hire attorneys for, you know.
Yes, ma'am. The account's already in the chargeback.